Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, should the minimum wage go up by €4 an hour? We'll hear both sides of the debate. Better Than All the Rest, Dave Fanning and Tina Turner tribute act Rebecca O'Connor on the Queen of Rock and Roll. The Green Party says we need more timber homes if we want to meet climate targets, but is it practical? Beyoncé is playing in Sunderland, but not in Dublin. Adam Maguire has been finding out why Ireland might be falling off the bill for the big acts. And no winners or losers until the age of 12. Is competition good or bad for young children? Our text number is 51551. You can also email todaycb@rte.ie. Well, coalition tensions between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael reached boiling point last night as both parties vented their frustration with their coalition colleagues. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin upbraided Fine Gael ministers for their recent budget flyer. Leo Varadkar insisted there is room for the tax cuts suggested by his party members. Now, one former Fine Gael minister told their parliamentary party meeting, "We shouldn't take lectures from the ones who crashed the economy." In a moment, we'll hear from Fianna Fáil TD John McGuinness. First, though, Hugh O'Connell, deputy political editor with the Irish Independent, can take us through what's been going on. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Claire.
It's fairly clear now, following the Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting last night, that this wasn't a case of three junior ministers going rogue, because Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, he confirmed that he agrees with them. He more or less said the same in this studio last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go back to his comments on your programme last week, I mean, he was arguing very strongly for tax cuts in the budget to help, as he would put it, put more money back in people's pockets and in taxpayers' pockets. And that's continued with this piece that was published in the Irish Independent on Monday, calling for a €1,000 tax cut for someone on an average worker on a wage of €52,000 a year. And it's kind of snowballed from there. Fianna Fáil wasn't told about this, so was pretty angry about it when they found out about it on the front page of the Irish Independent. And from there, we've had Lisa Chambers, the government leader in the Shannon, Fianna Fáil senator, calling it populist, not costed. And we've had other ministers in Fianna Fáil hit out publicly and privately against it. Michael McGrath saying it was an unusual approach. Saying yesterday that he wouldn't be bullied into introducing tax cuts by Fine Gael in the budget negotiations, and talking pretty tough about his approach in those negotiations over the next few months. And then last night, as you said, at the parliamentary parties, the Taoiseach intervening for the first time, basically saying that the budget was a collective process, there would be collective decision on it, and that junior ministers writing opinion pieces was not helpful and undermines the process. So that, I would argue, is the strongest intervention to date, really, from one of the most senior members of the government. And then in the other meeting last night, the Fine Gael parliamentary party, Michael Creed, former agriculture minister, talking pretty tough, saying that Fine Gael shouldn't be taking lectures from those who crashed the economy and are still on probation. So that's a reference to Fianna Fáil and the Green Party. But there was unanimous support for this tax cut proposal at the Fine Gael PP. Jennifer Carr McNeill pointing out that nearly 2 million taxpayers would stand to benefit from it. So this is escalating, I would say. It's going to continue for the next few days. And it's all becoming a bit unseemly, I think.
Yeah, but and you have to wonder, Hugh, what is it really about? Like, is it less about tax and more about political manoeuvrings?
Yeah, I mean, I think Fine Gael wants to be associated with a tax-cutting measure that they think will be popular amongst the pool of voters that they'll be competing for at the next election. And I think, you know, Fianna Fáil is competing for that same pool of voters. So they're not happy about this idea that Fine Gael is tying itself to the tax-cut idea. And, you know, is trying to ensure that voters think that they are associated with it ahead of the local and European elections next year, and then a possible general election next year or early the following year. And I think as well, it's probably part of the sort of conscious uncoupling of the coalition parties in the run-up to that general election, both trying to, or each of them trying to set out their stall on the issues that are important to them and trying to curry favour with voters. So I think that's really what it's all about here. The difficulty is that the more of this we see, that the potential it has to be more destabilising. Now, that, you know, the three coalition leaders, their relations are still very strong at an advisor level. They all work very closely together. There's no question of the government falling over something like this. But I think if things continue to become as fraught as they have been over the last few days, that will be problematic. That will be destabilising. And it will potentially threaten the lifetime of this government.
Hugh, stay on the line. I have John McGuinness with us as well, Fianna Fáil TD, and former junior minister yourself, John. And now, I assume you don't think junior ministers should be gagged when they take up office, but are you angry that the three ministers here, Martin Hayden, Peter Burke, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, that they gave their view on tax cuts in such a public way?
No, I'm not angry, Claire. I think that this is a process that, you know, every party enters into. As we lead into the budget, every year you have kites being flown in relation to what one party wants and what another party wants. And I think now we're into the third year of this coalition, so tensions are far greater than what they would be for the last 2 years. But what is being asked for, I think, is reasonable. It's an indication of where the Fine Gael party stands. I don't dispute it. I think that we, last night at our parliamentary party meeting, we asked for an increase in the old age pension of between 15 and 20 euro. People spoke about the need for grants to ensure that people can be looked after safely in their own homes through the county councils, and better supports for business. So it's each party setting out its stall and trying to be different than the other.
Well, you're being very generous there now in the face of what we hear Michael Creed said, that Fine Gael shouldn't take lectures from those who crashed the economy, and that you're still on probation in respect of fiscal probity.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a view that Fine Gael would like to push out there as strong as possible. And there is no doubt that we were the party in government that was involved in that crash. There was international and world factors as well. But let's not cloud the issue here. The junior ministers and the Taoiseach are entitled to put forward their views. It is part of the public debate around the budget. And my hope would be that it's a real debate, that we're actually going to focus on giving this money to where they're talking about, to the old age pensioners, to the those that are working, tax breaks for employers and so on. I wouldn't like to think that it is a fake debate. I hope there's substance to it.
So is Micheál Martin and Michael McGrath, are they overreacting to this then, when Michael McGrath says he won't be bullied into making tax changes and we hear that it was unhelpful coming from the leadership of your party?
No, he's stating a fact. He won't be bullied. He will go into tough negotiations with his colleagues in government. That's a fact. But within those negotiations, we want to see what the big ticket items are. So for Fine Gael, we know what they are. They're similar for Fianna Fáil, except we will go further in terms of supporting those that are marginalised, less well off, and that need it. Probably put more investment into the various health structures and local government and so on. So I don't see anything strange about it. Mm-hmm. But what I wouldn't like to happen is that this would become a fake debate, and that there would not be some sincerity to the proposals being made, and that these proposals will be considered, because
let's explore
all of that political debate, there is
how
real
would that
problems.
Happen? How would that happen, John, that this would become a fake debate? And where do you suspect the lack of sincerity is?
Well, people flying kites, for example, about what they might want in a budget. What they should do is stick to the facts. What are the constituents telling you? What do you know about the economy? Where does it need to be corrected? Where do people need to be supported? That is the real debate. That is where it's really at for people that are listening to this programme, who are hard set to make ends meet. So that would be the real debate.
So what is it that Peter Burke and Jennifer Carol McNeill and Martin Hayden don't get?
Well, I didn't say they don't get it. I said they're perfectly right to air their views. And once it's within a sensible parameter of budgetary spend, they should be putting forward their views. So too should the Fianna Fáil ministers. So too should the junior ministers and the backbenchers.
Yeah, but you see now, here's the problem for Fianna Fáil. If this happens in the budget, and you say there's no reason why it shouldn't, it'll be a Fine Gael measure. It'll be seen as a Fine Gael measure because they came out on Monday and set out that stall.
Well, quite frankly, I don't care what measure, who sees it what way, once the measure that's taken is a measure that affects positively the lives of the people that I represent. And that's why last night I called for Michael McGrath to put in place some sort of forum where he can hear directly from the members of the parliamentary party and understand what their demands are in the context of this budget and the new world that we now live in. And that is hugely important.
Well, you could do? You could write about it in the Irish Independent.
Of course they could, yeah. I'll happily do a column there for you if he wants me to.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be the way they do it in Fine Gael.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do it on and off for Fianna Fáil because I want to get my thoughts and views aired publicly to influence the direction of the party. And that's not an easy thing to do. Fine Gael, in these announcements, are trying to influence the direction of government. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with some of the Green policies. I disagree with what Roderick O'Gorman is doing in relation to the refugee crisis that we have now in this country. And I try to influence their direction, or the direction of government, through my parliamentary party meeting. I think that Fine Gael over-egg some of this debate, and some of it can be fake from their side. So what they should do is focus on what really can be delivered. Give real hope to people by saying the things that they believe can be achieved.
Let's have the budget. You don't think Fine Gael are struggling with the fact that they held the finance ministry for 10 years. Now Michael McGrath is in charge, and that is difficult for the party.
Oh, it is difficult for the party to get its own way. But this is a three-way government. And I think it's about time that Fianna Fáil got its backbone in order and started to demand some of the things that would satisfy the people that we represent and then, broadly speaking, the people in the country that are suffering. We were always a party of, you know, looking after the now squeezed middle, looking after those that are less well off and have a poor limited income, looking after those that are seeking better health services.
Fine Gael are doing that.
Well, they're attempting to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a measure of Fianna Fáil in the context of the response from Michael McGrath in the budget as to what will happen. And remember, this is an election that's being fought too, because we're in the third year. They're focusing on next year's local and European elections. They have, you know, a record to stand on, but do the people believe in that record? Have they benefited by that record? And that's what this budget is about.
Okay.
The campaign has started.
John, I have Derek Mooney on the line as well, former Fianna Fáil government advisor. Derek, thanks for joining us now. Do you think this has been bad form for Fine Gael?
I don't think it's surprising. I think it was Sean Lamass said at his heart, Fine Gael is nothing more than a rumour factory. And I think we're seeing a certain element of that. I think we're seeing a reaction of Fine Gael ministers and others in a coordinated way to a series of bad poll results. I think we're also seeing them kind of responding to a great deal of internal criticism. I don't think you could overstate the degree to which Charlie Flanagan's comments from a couple of weeks ago have stung people within Fine Gael and reminded them that they claim to be one thing but seem to be doing something else, that they seem to be focused on policies that are not core to Fine Gael. So I think you see a kind of a big reaction to that. I think the manner in which they've responded to it, first with the three junior ministers, including a junior minister at the Department of Finance. You would have thought if anyone has the inside track, maybe a junior minister at the Department of Finance might. But to do so in such a public way, and I think John rightly says in a very kind of constructive way, which is this is Fine Gael politicking and this is Fine Gael promoting Fine Gael. I think it's also Fine Gael attempting to set a trap for its government colleagues, government partners. I think John showed there very, very clearly that he has no intention of walking into that trap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it. And by the way, that's in the best interests of the government. this is not the way you can conduct business over a long period of time. There has to be trust. There has to be levels of trust. It doesn't have to be love. It doesn't have to be admiration. It doesn't have to be affection. It has to be trust.
And does this Derek
have done a great deal to undermine that?
Okay, so in your view, what they did this week breaches that trust within the coalition?
I would have thought so, because there is, if you go back to the confidence supply agreement, which everyone accepts went on far too long, there was a thing within that, even when Fianna Fáil was keeping Fine Gael in power from the outside, that there was no surprises. There was a no surprises clause. And this clearly was a surprise. In terms of John says, in terms of the substance of it, that would be what a lot of people in Fianna Fáil may be able to agree to, but it was the fact that it wasn't done in such a way, in such a coordinated way, that has to damage trust. Now, that trust can be re-established, but I think the intemperate remarks from former ministers like Deputy Creed at the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party doesn't help it, because what will happen then, all that's asking is inviting Fianna Fáil people to point out, well, what about Fine Gael? You lost the 2016 election and you lost the 2020 election. What have you learned from that? And it seems very little.
John, to come back to you, Hugh O'Connell was saying earlier that this is all part of the coalition partners consciously uncoupling ahead of the next general election. Is it more likely, though, that we'll see a transfer pact between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil at the next election?
Well, I hope that Fianna Fáil will fight the election on its own policies and on what it has done in the past in terms of this government, and that we will have a set of policies that will attract a vote from the electorate, and that we'll fight it on our own. If people vote for Fianna Fáil and then go to Fine Gael or Labour, that's their choice. But I certainly will not be entering into any arrangement to ask people to transfer their vote. I hope that the electorate will vote for sensible candidates, regardless of what party they're in, to ensure that the country is run properly.
All right, John McGuinness and Derek Mooney, thank you for joining us. And Hugh O'Connell. Hugh, I think John has a column ready for you if you want to have a chat with him. Thank you all for joining us this morning. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.